Hello and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you tuned in to the broadcast again this week. We're picking up our study here in Matthew chapter 24. Matthew chapter 24, we left off last time in verse number 39. Let's back up to verse 36 and get the thought. Again, these broadcasts are coming to you today in a series of special broadcasts asking three questions about that you need to consider about the end of this age, the end of this world, the end of your life. Number one, are you ready for the return of the Lord Jesus Christ? Number two, are you ready for the end of this world? And number three, are you ready for your judgment? And so we're going through, and not in particular order, but considering passages dealing with this subject and just taking a look at the prophecies at hand and just challenging each one under the hearing of this broadcast to consider, are you ready for these things to happen? Are you ready for the Lord Jesus to appear? Are you ready for the judgment? Are you ready for the end of this world? In Matthew 24, the Lord Jesus is speaking to his disciples. He's telling about end times. They've asked him some questions, and he's answering that which he will and that which he can. They have asked him about the time of the coming of the Son of Man, and he says, only the Father knows that. He says there are some signs that will show it. And he's spoken about this earlier about in the parable of the fig tree and such as that. And then we come here in verse 36 of Matthew 24, and the Lord Jesus says this, "But of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only." And the Lord Jesus here manifesting his humanity, telling the fact that he does not know the time of the return, his return, but that's in the hand of the Father, and the Father will let him know when to come back, and for the rapture of the saints, which we've considered in this series of messages. But he says here in verse number 37, and something that I find very interesting, "But as the days of Noah were, So shall also the coming of the Son of Man be." So the days of Noah, consideration about the days of Noah. Let's see what it says, verse 38. "For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be." So, again, I think we've mentioned this, is that the coming of the Lord Jesus is not just one point in time, but the coming of the Lord Jesus, the day of the Lord, if you will, if we understand things correctly out of the Scripture, can span as much as 7 years. From the time of the rapture, where the Lord Jesus comes in the clouds to redeem or to take home his saints, all the way to the time that the Lord Jesus comes and sets his feet down on the Mount of Olives, and that old great mountain will split in two, and the Lord will do wondrous things in his deliverance of his nation, Israel, in the battle of Armageddon, and maybe other battles at hand that he will fight. He will fight alone. He'll bring his host, but he'll be the one that'll be fighting those battles for truth's sake, for justice's sake, and to bring to fulfill those things that have been proclaimed. Here he says, as it was in the days of Noah, it's going to be the same way when he comes back again. How was that? They weren't looking for him. There was no consideration about what this righteous preacher, this preacher of righteousness, was doing in building this ark. They had never seen rain, and yet this man proclaimed, Noah proclaimed, that there would be rain. And no doubt they laughed him to scorn. The Lord Jesus says here that they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark. Well, in our day, they don't even give in marriage, do they? marriage is something that's passe and going by the wayside. It's not in vogue. It's old-fashioned, they say, to be married. We're new. We're progressive. We understand things better than any other before us. We actually understand things better than God. A man and a woman, or a man and a man, or a woman and a woman, they don't need to be married. Isn't this something how it is that a man and a woman, it's talked down about them marrying and that they should just shack up. But then those that would seek to marry the same gender hold it in high regard that it's essential and necessary for them to be married. Confusion in the land. Abomination before God. May our God forgive us as a nation for having such things in our culture and our society. It's against the Lord, the Lord's design. Marriage is between one man and one woman for life as designed by God, not to be changed by men. The Lord says that they were doing those things. Everything was just clicking right along in that day, and they knew not until the flood came and took them all away. Took them away. It was too late as they clawed upon the doors of that ark. It was too late as they sought to go to the highest hill or the highest mountain, the highest building or the highest tower. It was too late. It was too late when the truth of the coming flood came upon them. It was too late to turn. How will you be? That's the reason for these messages and for these broadcasts, is for you to consider the condition of your soul, where you stand before God. Are you ready? Are you equipped? Are you provided for in the appearing of the Lord Jesus Christ? Have you repented of your sins and believed in Christ, trusted in Him as your own only Savior, and He saved your soul? How is it with you? Are you ready? In Noah's day, it had never rained, and nor had had the Lord brought His creation to an end, to this judgment that was at hand. It had never rained, but that was the prophecy that it would rain. Jesus has never come like He's going to come. And just because He hasn't in the past doesn't mean it won't be so in the future. The Lord is going to bring this creation to an end, and He will answer all things in the Lord Jesus Christ, who not only is the Savior, but is the Judge and the Redeemer and such. It's held in store. Just like it was, and like Peter tells us in his epistle, that the Word of God held this world, the Word of God that created this world, it held it in store for that flooding, that destruction by water, and it's holding it in store for that destruction, ultimately in the end, by fire. It says here in verse 39, they knew not until the flood came and took them all away. He says, the same way, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. And then it says here in verse 40, there's going to be those saved in the midst when the Lord Jesus does this, and there's going to be those that are not saved. Verse 40, then shall two be in the field, the one shall be taken and the other left. Will you be taken or will you be left? Verse 41, two women shall be grinding at the mill. And in our culture, it's hard for us to understand that. But the Lord speaks in the context of the day. Two shall be grinding at the mill, the one shall be taken, and the other left. How is it with you? Are you ready for the Lord Jesus Christ to return? Are you ready for your judgment? Are you ready for the end of this world? Verse 42, the Lord gives a warning. Watch therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord doth come. Well, He's not my Lord, one would say. I don't receive Him. I don't believe Him. I don't believe anything of this Scripture and this Bible, this Word of God that you say is true. It doesn't change anything, sinner. He is your Lord. oh, you don't recognize him and you don't honor him as such, but it's been prophesied that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the honor and glory of the Father. Watch therefore, ye know not what hour your Lord doth come. He is your Lord. As the Lord spoke there, stood his disciples in that day. He is their Lord, their master, their teacher, and he says, your Lord's coming back. So it is. We are saved. We understand that and believe that. And maybe you are saved and you've never heard preaching and teaching like this out of the Scripture. Jesus is coming back one day. And we need to be ready. He says, watch. We desire the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. I desire for Jesus to come and rule and reign. But until then, may he help that we might be faithful unto him and be about the business that he's given to us as his children and as his local New Testament Baptist churches. Verse 43, but know this, that if the goodman of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would have not suffered his house to be broken up. What? What's the Lord saying this about a thief? Is the Lord a thief? No, he's giving an example that men that have sense, if they knew a very serious issue, like the breaking in of a house, the breaking in of an estate, if they knew when the thief would come, they would prepare. You'll prepare. You and I will go to great expense to protect our stuff. Will we go to great expense to protect and help our souls? What a sad thing. What a sad, sad thing. Many in this world will listen to a man, and they'll listen to a man, and they'll look to a man to confirm whether their soul is okay or not. In religion of the day, this universalism, this Catholicism that's at hand, they look to a priest to confirm their soul. Is my soul okay before God? When I die, and they believe and they hold to this doctrine of purgatory, which is false, which is not true. When I go to purgatory, will you make it okay? Is there someone that can make it okay? They'll listen to a man to confirm about their soul, rather than going straight to the Lord, who is the source of life and the giver of life and the redeemer of men. To go before him in repentance and faith and trusting him, no man intercessing other than the God-man, the Lord Jesus Christ, no Mary, no saint, no priest, but the Lord Jesus and the sinner and the salvation that only the Lord Jesus can give. And to go to him with what he said in his word and receive him and believe him and trust in him, sinners will take more care for their money than they will their own soul. Well, Brother Jim, what do you mean? They'll take and hedge on the investment of their money. They'll want guarantees of protection of their money. If I said to you, give me some of your money and I'll invest it for you and I'll guarantee you a return, well, you'd want to know something about the investment. You'll want to know something about the return. You wouldn't just take my word for it that I could make a return or investment for you. You'd be very protective about $1,000 or $5,000 or $10,000. But then with the soul, men will believe anybody. Such a terrible, terrible thing. Watch therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord doth come. I see their time has passed for now. May the Lord bless you with his word and his truth. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m. and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn onto State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you will find our church house on the right, just beside Whippoorwill Creek. We're interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next Sunday at this same time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.